The journey from disappointment to Olympic glory isn't just about physical training, it's about mental fortitude. When Mark Tuitor faced his potentially final Olympic opportunity in 2010 after missing two previous games, he discovered Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that would transform not just his athletic performance, but his entire approach to life. This wisdom tradition that once guided Roman emperors and slaves alike provided a framework to channel competitive drive while becoming calmer and more effective under pressure. Today, this philosophy experiences a remarkable renaissance among NFL coaches, Silicon Valley executives, and high performers worldwide. Why? Because in a world of constant pressure and distraction, Stoicism offers timeless principles for achieving excellence while maintaining inner peace. As a young speed skater, I pushed myself relentlessly, eliminating rest, exceeding requirements, and extending workouts, believing more work meant better performance. This obsessive drive led to frequent illness and overtraining, sidelining me 3 months before the Salt Lake City Olympics while my teammates won medals. Stoicism's founder, Zeno of Citium, exemplified transforming disaster into opportunity. After losing everything in a shipwreck near Athens around 300 BC, he studied philosophy and founded his own school, declaring, "Now that I've suffered shipwreck, I'm on a good journey." The Stoic approach advocates mental preparation for adversity. By contemplating potential failures, you build resilience for when they occur. While life remains unpredictable, a Stoic maintains positive aspirations while staying detached from outcomes. During recovery, I studied training theory, psychology, and philosophy, finding inspiration in others' similar journeys. I emerged understanding that setbacks are guideposts, not endpoints, on the path to our dreams. When my parents divorced during my skating career, I cut ties with my father, viewing him as the villain, my only way to cope with overwhelming emotions. Stoics don't suppress emotions, but see them as reflections of our judgments about events. They examine the thinking behind emotions, treating emotional wounds like physical ones needing care. While initial reactions are involuntary, Stoics choose not to be controlled by them. By questioning our responses, "Why am I jealous? What judgment causes this?" we gain perspective. Though focused on personal growth, Stoicism values relationships. While self-preservation is our primary impulse, humans need social connections. Seneca believed we should strive to benefit others, especially those closest to us. In my native Eastern Netherlands, Nabuurschap, neighborliness, demonstrates how self-preservation and mutual support strengthen society. 5 years after cutting contact, I realized my skating struggles stemmed from personal judgments. When I finally called my father, his response was joy. My freedom came from examining my beliefs and releasing judgments. Walking into the Olympic Stadium after 12 years of training, I felt overwhelming pressure. The desire for gold morphed into fear as I contemplated everything beyond my control. The core Stoic principle is simple. Divide life into what you can and cannot control. Epictetus demonstrated this when his master broke his leg. By controlling his reaction, he retained his power. Wealth, health, and victory lie outside our control. Like an archer focusing on technique rather than the target, peace comes from execution, not outcome. When my chewing gum company's factory burned in 2020, I focused on what I could control, launching our website and writing this book. Focusing on actionable steps creates momentum. At the Olympics, I applied this wisdom. As I stepped onto the ice, I focused only on my first few strides. By letting go of outcomes and focusing on execution, I found calm precision. 1 minute, 45 seconds later, I won gold, not by obsessing over victory, but by controlling what I could. As European champion, I once ignored a sore throat to continue training, worsening it into flu. The Stoics teach that accepting nature serves us better than fighting it. The Stoics liken life to a dog tied to a cart rolling downhill. We can run alongside willingly or resist and suffer. Epictetus urges us to accept every situation, calling it foolish to wish for figs in winter. Similarly, Nietzsche's Amor Fati suggests embracing reality rather than resisting it. Dutch snowboarder Bibian Mentel exemplified this when facing leg amputation from cancer. Rather than despair, she explored prosthetics and returned to snowboarding in 4 months, winning 3 Paralympic golds. She demonstrated Marcus Aurelius's wisdom that what's humanly possible remains achievable with the right mindset. My coach taught me to see sick days as natural rest days. During my overtraining period, I learned to accept recovery time and found new pursuits, like learning guitar. While acceptance doesn't come naturally to competitors, fighting reality often causes more harm than good. Peace comes from accepting what we cannot change and embracing our circumstances, however challenging. When my mother took her own life after years of depression, I was devastated, but not surprised. Death is central to Stoic philosophy, not as something morbid, but as life-affirming. The Stoics viewed death without fear, seeing it as a natural process. Most Stoics didn't believe in an afterlife, using death's inevitability as motivation to live well. As Epictetus said, "I have to die. If it is now, then I die now. If later, then now I will take my lunch." Dying well meant looking back without regret. The knowledge that everything is temporary can be motivating rather than depressing. The top regret of dying people is living as others expected rather than being true to oneself. Death awareness asks us daily, are we spending time on what truly matters? 2 weeks after my mother's passing, I went skating on natural ice, where I first learned as a boy. Despite my grief, gliding across the frozen waters under the rising sun made me alive. A Stoic approach suggests focusing not on adding more to life, but on eliminating the non-essential. If you had only 1 year left, what would you stop doing immediately? As athletes and entrepreneurs, we chase achievements expecting happiness, yet even Olympic gold's euphoria fades within months. The Stoics understood that true happiness lies not in external achievements, but in eudaimonia, a state of inner calm and growth regardless of circumstances. The most successful people often feel unfulfilled because they seek happiness in results rather than personal development. Eudaimonia isn't about pleasure or avoiding pain, but finding meaning through challenges while maintaining inner peace. My own journey illustrated this. After winning Olympic gold, I landed only a modest chocolate ad. Later, struggling before qualifiers, I learned to detach from my champion identity and focus on the journey itself. This shift in mindset helped me qualify for Sochi, showing that true happiness comes from growth, not medals. Champions like Usain Bolt face immense pressure in the spotlight. My solution was joking with therapists before races, controlling emotions rather than letting them control me. Practice gratitude by writing 3 things you're thankful for each night, from major blessings to small comforts. What are you grateful for today?